What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to the newest, the latest, and the greatest episode of Video Game Bang that has ever existed. And that's because Curtis is here. What's going on, Curtis?
Yo, yo, what's happening? I'm back in the building.
You were gone, and now you've returned. How you doing, my friend?
Bro, I'm feeling really good right now. The pre-show, people don't know about the pre-show, but this pre-show is so, it's hot like fire. And we lightweight kind of had like a little like moment, you know, we were behind and getting some things out and some healing. So I'm feeling pretty refreshed right now.
I think I should let you guys know, I do record all of the pre-shows.
Oh,
okay. I didn't sign up for that one.
This is new information.
I released them all on.
I did not consent to that recording
on another podcast that I've never told anybody about.
What? That's a Patreon exclusive.
I am not consenting of that recording.
It's actually how I pay my bills. it's only on Patreon. Patreon.com/videogamebang. Speaking of Patreon, she has a Patreon, and you've been plugging it really hard lately because I think there's only 2 or 3 days left to join your little fan club.
Yes!
You could be a Doombot. Ivy Doomkitty, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Can you stop like cluttering my timeline with promos for your Patreon? All right? I'm already a patron. All right?
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Wow, how ungrateful of you not to recognize my patronage.
I know you're not.
I've been
seen
a Patreon
that you're not.
Forever. Ivy Doomkitty, are you kidding me right now?
I think you push the follow button.
Check the logs. No, I'm a tier, I don't know, like a $2 subscriber.
Oh, okay.
Whatever
counts.
The minimum is.
That's fine.
She doesn't
I appreciate
have a,
it.
She doesn't have a Patreon, but she probably should start one soon.
Oh, God, no.
Emma Skies, what's up?
No, I don't have the content for a Patreon.
Here we go. Emma, this show has been turning into just me trying to build you up into the person that I see you as and that you really are. Like, my wife comes home after listening to the last episode, and she's like, will you just stop trying to make Emma do stuff?
Listen to your wife.
Because a big whole part of the last episode was us trying to get you to be a movie reviewer.
Listen to your wife, man. She's a smart lady.
I mean, she is, and she's great and all, but I think your view of yourself is not as great as the world's view of the Emma Skies.
That's neither here nor there.
Speaking of neither here nor there, this show is brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, the number one spot in Sacramento for comics and or coffee. Why not both? That's what I always say when I go there. Why not both? And also we're brought to you by Gamer Subs. GG, got to get your Gamer Subs. I had my Gamer Subs today. That's why I'm firing on all cylinders, baby. That's
good
why,
stuff.
Yeah, this is the stuff right here. And you can use the code word VGB to get a big fatty 10% discount off of any of your purchases. If you want to get the shaker cup, they have a cool sampler. Like if you're thinking, Corey, I just don't trust you. And you know what? I believe that. Don't trust me. Try it for yourself.
Oh, no.
$5, I think, for a sampler pack.
Ooh, that's
and
not bad.
You get to try all the different flavors. It may even come with a cup. I don't even know. But you can use that code VGB on that and you get a discount. And it'll
my
help.
Favorite's orange. It's good stuff.
OP orange is yours?
OP orange is my favorite.
I want to try the new strawberry blast one, but I like the dragon one. It's actually made from real dragons. Not too many people know that.
Really?
Yeah, real dragons.
I need that.
Thank you also to our friends over at Vast.gg, the number one people in the esports gaming biz in building your brand. If you want to, if you do your own podcast or have your own side hustle, if you're a Twitch streamer and you're wondering, you know, you need some advice marketing yourselves, Vast.gg, they are amazing. But we have a huge show, so we can't bog it down with ads. A lot's been going on in the video gaming world, some great and then some terrible, some despicable. If you listen to the last show, it was on a Saturday. The very next day, there was, of course, you've heard of it by now, a mass shooting in Jacksonville, Florida, at an esports event of all places. It was a Madden tournament. The story goes that there was a dude lost, whatever, ended up opening fire in the place. 2 people died, a dozen were injured. And it's just got, I don't know. How do you even start this segment, honestly?
Like, It was awful. It should have never happened, and a lot of people were injured, lives were lost, and you know, it hits close to home because, you know, we're a gaming community and we're so close to one another. We're all at some point or another have experienced what it's like to be a social outcast. So we come to these, you know, esports arenas or just play video games to escape that world, to escape the reality of how crappy things can be in the world. And for that stuff to actually make its way into what would be a safe haven for us is something that really hit close to home for all of us, you know, here at VGB, in the community. And it's something that we never want to see happen again, you know, and it's opening up conversations on tightening up security. You know, what can we do to prevent something like this from happening to somebody else?
I think what you said is pretty accurate, especially when it comes to like the, like I've gone to gaming events. It's what I've pretty much exclusively done the last year and a half. And I've gone to small ones, large ones, and never once did I ever feel like not safe.
Yeah.
And then it just sucks that now we're faced with a reality where you have to second guess yourself.
Yep. You have to picture, you know, alternative scenarios. What if this happens at a place that I'm at because I have to be there? What will I do? You know, how should I act? What are my choices? What are my escape routes? You have to start thinking about all of those different things that you normally wouldn't even be considering because it's a place to have fun. It's a place to be, to feel safe. And it no longer feels like that. The innocence of it is lost.
The victims were Madden players, Elijah Clayton and Taylor Robinson. They've been getting tons of love on social media. Great people. Emma, you researched a little bit more. You found out like their stories. They came like,
Well, I want to make a slight correction. It was Elijah Clayton and Taylor Robertson. I just kind of want to get names right for this. And we've made a very conscious decision here to not name the shooter because there is no need to. It's, you know, he doesn't need to be remembered for what he did. But we can remember Elijah and Taylor.
Yep.
They were your everyday people. They used their winnings respectively to support their families and to pay for college. And it's just there's not really a ton to say on this without getting, you know, heavy or heavier than it needs to be. At least we can remember who they were, we can remember what they did for their community and what they brought to it, and we can move past thinking about the person that did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just try to advocate for tighter security. You know, what measures can be taken to protect, you know, conventions, gamers, you know, esports events, things like that.
Warning. I mean, again, this did happen over the weekend, so time has passed. You know, more information has gone around, but the whole thing was caught like on twitch.tv. And, you know, it's one of those things to where, you just be careful what links you click on when doing your investigation and learning and stuff. And you, like I know quite a few people, it got sprung on them. My mom saw it on accident and she messaged me like all freaked out. Like, you're not there, are you? Like, no, mom, I'm not there. Like, you know, like there's always that panic hysteria when you hear of something like that.
Yeah. And the news stations out here made a horrible mistake of playing the audio clip, on air. Right after you guys had said that there's a link floating around and everything, I was watching the news and they were talking about it and they played that clip on air, and I wish I didn't hear what I heard.
I actually made a conscious decision to listen to it. I don't know. Typically, I don't just go search for macabre type things. Like, I don't get off on that kind of stuff at all. But it just felt like there's that line of like staying ignorant and then being to the exposing yourselves to the darkness that's out there, you know?
Yeah.
It was saddening, like very saddening, but I don't know. It kind of just, it felt like I needed to feel that pain or to really grasp and to be charged up about what to say and how to conduct myself and the things I believe in for the future. Like the biggest issue I think that comes out of this, you know, you could fight over gun control laws and things like that, but the important thing is that the security at these events,
absolutely,
big and small, in, because this wasn't a giant major. This wasn't an Evo in a jam-packed arena.
No,
it was a qualifier place. Like at a restaurant. Like, this is like an intimate place where you, I've been to these where you basically know everybody there. It's very rare, you know, there's people there that you don't know or get that. And this guy was known in the community, you know, so it's not like it was just a random thing.
Yeah.
And it sucks that it happened in our community.
So on the note, as far as security, EA has actually canceled the remaining qualifiers for this tournament. They had three qualifying events that were going to come after this. They've canceled all three of them while they review security protocols and basically what they can do to make sure this never happens again, because it shouldn't have happened.
It's a smart move.
And there were a lot of streamers, a lot of pro gamers, a lot of basically people that go to conventions that were talking, you know, speaking out on social media about, like, you know, we go to these events all the time and they have no security. I think Summit1G tweeted that, like, he goes to these all the time and 90% of the events he goes to have little to no security.
Yeah.
None at all.
And that's anytime something like this happens, like, one of the hardest things for me to reconcile is that, like, a pattern, you know, within humanity period is, hey, yeah, we think about this and something similar happens in another community, but we wait till it happens in our community in order to realize, like, hey, every life that within our community is precious and worth protecting.
Yeah.
And worth putting in the time and, you know, and the effort, you know, to, I mean, you know, you can't guarantee life, but we can put people in places to say, hey, you're not going to bring any foolishness around. It's not going to be a matter of you just going in and doing whatever you want. Like, you know, we are here to have each other's backs, to protect each other and make sure that everybody gets to come here. Forget about, like to Ivy's point, it's supposed to be that we come and we enjoy these games. We forget about whatever troubles and problems we have in the normal world. We come together on this one thing. We agree on this thing. We may not agree on a lot of things. We may have a lot of differences, but this game we agree on, this tournament, whatever. And it's totally worth it to put in the time, the effort, even like literally it doesn't have to be a bunch of, big old bouncer people, you know, watching it, but just, you know, a group of people at the door, just hey, like, even if we're rotating, but just having each other's, you know, backs like that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, we should, like, to Ivy's point, we shouldn't be going into this thing where we're supposed to be forgetting about the outside world and we can't even concentrate on our gaming performance. We can't even, you know, like, in a stress-free manner, talk to our friends that we only get to see at cons and these tournaments because I got one eye on the door and I got another eye on the window. And now I'm standing with my back to the, you know what I mean? And then we start thinking all tactically. We're not going into a war zone. we're going to our communal place to enjoy each other. So I really would like to see that pattern, you know, as a human population stop. But where it is right now, you know, yeah, we got to have security. We got to let people know, like, hey, not only are we here to enjoy ourselves, but the protection that is needed is in place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sad sign of the times in a way. Like, it seems like these incidents are happening in many different communities, and it's been happening across, you know, from Vegas to, you know, the last school shootings. Like, and I distinctly remember like when Columbine happened. I was a kid basically, but that dominated everything, every news source, every TV, everything was about Columbine for a solid couple months.
Yeah.
You know, it's all we talked about. And now it's kind of like even this Jacksonville incident, like I have to go actively search out information and what's happening because it feels like.
Because it becomes just another one.
Yeah, it's
just
another one. It feels like it's just another one.
It becomes a norm.
We become apathetic about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
And that's what's gonna kill these things is the apathy, and people don't worry about it as much as they should until it happens to them or until it's connected to them or it happens in their community. And so, I mean, there's something to be said for keeping it alive and talking about it. And I don't know, it's a hard subject, I think, for any of us to talk about.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I think as difficult as it is, I think that's one thing that we can all, you know, agree on. Like, whatever measures need to be put in place, you know, to make sure that people get back home, you know, or even get there safely, you know, we you know, it's worth our time now to start investing in that, you know, going to places together in groups and, you know,
have those conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. But it sucks that we have to, but I would rather the reality be that we took the preventative measures and we avoid a scenario like that by being preventative than great, here comes another story. And yeah, we are, you know, becoming apathetic. It's just another event. The only difference between that place and Sacramento is the miles that it takes to drive.
Yeah.
It's we're all people. You know what I mean? There's an Emma Skies there. There's a Curtis there. There's a Corey there. There's, you know, there's an Ivy there. So we got to protect the other Ivies and Emmas and Corys and Curtises.
Yeah, I think the if you're wondering, like, what next? Well, first of all, nobody knows. But there's things to do and not to do. And things not to do is go on the full-out offensive, like I've seen other people doing on social media.
Right. Yeah. Don't go to an extreme.
There's a difference between being a keyboard warrior and then actually trying to enforce, you know, a positive change.
Yeah.
Don't talk about the person that did it.
Yeah.
Because that glorifies them.
Yeah. They get no glory.
Not
none.
Glorifying they get the person at all. Yeah. That is just a nameless person, you know, who.
Just by talking about them is glorifying them. By saying their name, it's glorifying them. Even though you may not have the intent to, that's what it is. So this is why we choose to not say that person's name.
The thing I think that's made me the most mad, there's a few things, and we'll talk about one of them in a second, but one of them was this dumb Southern California ABC News Network that was just trying to get some clicks. And the Santa Ana Esports Arena has been there for years, and they published an article. And the headline on Twitter was, "Esports event, just like the one in Jacksonville, happening in Santa Ana Esports Arena," with a picture of it.
Wow.
No.
It had nothing to do with, it wasn't even a Madden tournament. And they run tournaments out of there just about every day of the week. But now that it's in the headlines, you know, some junior, you know, person over there must have Googled eSearch. It was like, oh my God, there's one in our area just like that.
Clickbait.
It's a target.
Let's use it.
It made I feel like that fucking article probably put more people at risk than anything.
Yeah.
Because you're ignorance. Saying to those other psycho idiots out there that, hey, there's one of those in our area too, just like that one.
Yeah, you want to paint a target on us? Like,
I felt like that was just the dumb. And they did go change the title of the article after enough, you know, people from esports and in the community good. Started calling it out
good
but
good.
It was still the same shit article. They just changed the clickbait title of it to something else, like local gamers react to the thing or whatever.
Yeah. The you know what, if that's the position that you're going to take on such a serious matter like this to get clicks and views, the same thing, we ignore them. Like, we got to ignore these people too. All these people trying to get attention the wrong way, doing the wrong thing. I mean, because that's what they're like, you know, whether it be a cry for help or, you know, or whatever, but it's some sort of attention that you want. That's why you're doing this heinous act or this ignorant act, like titling something like that. You get cut off.
Yeah.
We're not going to give you what you want. Yeah. You don't get it.
There was so the NRA, there's a NRA TV, and there was a host, Grant Stinchfield, and he watched the video and had some really insensitive, just uneducated things to say. So basically, like, we watched there's the video out there of the Twitch stream, and the Twitch stream is on the players, and then it cuts to a different thing, and then you can only hear what happens. Mm-hmm. Thank God. That would be even much worse, I feel like, if you were able to see what happened. But the audio is plenty. But what had happened was the video that he was reviewing was of a person at their house basically watching the Twitch stream.
Right. He was referencing a video that somebody had posted where they were recording their own computer screen with their phone.
Yeah.
Like, basically, they were seeing this thing happen live. They couldn't record it on their computer, so they were recording it on their phone. And that's the video he's watching.
And then his biggest gripe or complaint is about video gamers, how he was basically victim blaming.
Yeah.
By saying that the reason it happened is because they're wearing noise canceling headphones and they weren't aware of their surroundings, so they couldn't hear the shots and they didn't escape right, you know? And he's talking about, you know, he's not moving. Well, duh, that person was at their house. Like, that wasn't a person live at the event. But that just shows you the lengths at which people are willing to go to try and manufacture their side of the story.
Right.
Like that's, he was that desperate for some sort of straw to grasp, to blame the gamers at that event. Fuck that guy, man. That's the worst type of person that you can do when you believe in some sort of agenda that much, where you can't see the humanity in the situation.
And I think we can all see that coming. We're all kind of bracing for this all over again, because it happened big time with Columbine, and it happens every time, is they want to blame the video games.
Yeah. Video games are violent. That's why people are like this.
Right, and
it's
not going to matter that it was a Madden game. It's not going to matter that it wasn't, you know, a CS:GO or a Call of Duty. They're still going to blame gamers.
Or Super Smash Bros., which is a Mario game.
Right. Yeah. And they're, like, there's already articles out there on mainstream news sites that are talking about, like, they're talking to quote-unquote experts who are talking about people who play video games are isolated. They're antisocial. They grow up without learning teamwork and without learning XYZ. And it's just... We know this is coming again, and there's just we're just bracing for it at this point.
And then he's blaming the headphones, like, oh, those headphones, they'll like that's the reason.
First of all, technically, that's not how those things work.
No, like, it's not.
I've been around enough headphones to know that you'd have to have some active, very powerful noise canceling headphones to block out that level of that volume of noise.
Yeah,
that's not a valid. No, whatsoever.
Yeah, totally. If we fully broke down the science of headphones and the science of, you know, actual firearms, we would see that would get dispelled extremely quickly. But, like, again, to the point, this is how far that they will go. They will not only blame the video games, not only blame the victims, but then start blaming inanimate objects.
Yeah, like so fucking nuts.
Like, bruh, tell me you don't go to the gym with some Beats by Dre on your head, Mr. NRA guy. Like, get out of here.
Some of the other terrible things I saw was a guy on YouTube did a reactions video to himself watching.
Oh, the for thing. The love of
That's
God.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It's like... in the do's and don'ts of how we should conduct ourselves moving forward in a way that inflicts a positive change, that is definitely on the list of things you should not do.
Absolutely.
Like, it made no damn sense. And the dude was properly roasted, I can assure you. It made its rounds. I don't know if, hopefully he took it down by now. I lost track of that one, but...
Yeah, I mean, and that's the tough, too. Like then we... So we already have enough... crap from so we deal with the tragedy, a tragedy that affects us directly, and then we deal with imbeciles who have an agenda that we want to push propaganda on the outside of our community, and then it really, really hurts us in so many ways that people with, you know, that maybe, you know, could be considered within the community doing things like that too. And it's almost like those people, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, hey, look, if you're not gonna, we're already hurting and we already have to heal from this, if you're just gonna like push your thumb in the wound and twist it, then you get cut off too.
Yeah,
because you're not a healthy part of the community, so we stop giving you attention to. Yeah, we go in there, we give you enough attention to let you know, hey, you don't do stuff like this, and then you get cut off.
So we talked about the things definitely not to do. I think one thing that we need to do is continue to push forward. I don't think you should definitely live in fear. There should be a heightened sense of awareness.
Yep.
If you go to an event and there isn't security, you know, maybe that's something you talk to your local TOs about. Volunteer your time to make that kind of difference. And don't let it fester and ruin more stuff in the future. As tough as it is, it does require a degree of bravery. You're going to always have that thought. But, you know, if you let it affect you and our community, they win. And that's why I feel like... I know Emma is amazing, and we talked about this a lot before the show. And I was ready to go. I could have gone a full hour on this shit. And, you know, I feel so strongly, and I hurt, and I'm sad, and I'm mad. But again, if you let it start fucking with you on that level, then he's winning.
Right.
So that's why this is Video Game Bang. Mm-hmm. It is a fucking comedy show. It is live on Twitch. We have a live audience here. We're not going to bring you down the entire time. I'm going to listen to my wise Emma Skies, and we're going to smile, and we're going to get through this shit, and we're going to talk about the news, because that's what we do, and my soundboard is dead, And that ruined my perfect transition.
So much for the segue.
Damn it!
God, that scared me.
You set it up nice, too. Damn,
I had everything ready to go, and then...
No, look at that! What you playing what you theme play? Song? Whoa! I did not expect this, my friend. Whoa! What you playing?
Oh, man. Don't you just hate that when you're on a roll and then the what you playing gods just determine that it's time to play what you playing? Emma Skies, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more We Happy Few. I fired that up again today because they finally, on consoles, rolled out their first big patch. We talked a little bit about how their launch was a little buggier than one might expect from a game that's been in early access for 2 years.
Oh, a little?
Just a tad.
You want to talk about some of the issues you've experienced? God.
So the biggest issues for me were that the frame rate, at least on consoles, I've heard it's not as bad in some respects on PC, but the frame rate was pretty garbage. Like, if you were consistently running, it was just a stuttered video.
Yeah.
I had quests that I couldn't complete because they were just completely glitched out and I couldn't do what I needed to do. The most annoying part was I was getting loading screens every, like, I would get a period of 5 minutes where I got 4 or 5 loading screens. Like, it was just, it was bad.
In one zone?
In one zone. Like, I'm not even moving region to region. I'm just walking down the street in one region. So this week, or yesterday, or today, they finally rolled out their first big patch they've been promising since it launched on the first day. And did not fix anything. See, I'm not, oh, let's see. I don't want to say it didn't fix anything. I didn't visibly notice any of the bugs that I've been dealing with go away. Yeah. I was so hype. I was like, all right, this is a 7 gigabyte update. Like, I'm gonna be able to play this game flawlessly now. This is how it's gonna be. This is how it's supposed to be when it launched. And I got in there, and within 3 minutes, I had like a loading screen. I was like, oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck.
I know.
So, I assume it did fix some things because it was a very large update, but it did not visibly fix the things I wanted it to fix. And it's very frustrating because I want to play this game. It's very interesting. The plot and the mechanics are very interesting, and I just want it to work.
You, you know, I have to say it, right?
I know what you're gonna fucking say. There's whatever.
The issues you're experiencing on console are nowhere as near as bad as it's great on PC.
The frame rate issue I've heard is still bad on PC, and the issue with characters randomly appearing and disappearing and levitating is really bad on PC.
I haven't seen that yet.
What?
I'm not that far in. Maybe an hour in.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't seen any of that stuff. I'm having the time of my life on that game. I give it 10 out of 10.
That's the joy talking.
I wish everybody could play this game.
Now I need to see him stream it so we can really, you know,
right?
like we need
fucking
receipts,
stream that
right?
shit.
Like, we
I
need
don't
receipts.
Want to. I like to have some private time when I play my video games.
That's convenient.
Uh-huh.
Ivy That's Doom Kitty, it. Have you had a chance to play any video games lately?
Lots of Pokemon Go.
Oh, you are all about that. You're trying to get me to add all your family members as
yes.
friends.
Yeah, I am.
I get text messages. Here's my sister's friend code. Can you please send her things?
I am. Oh, my God. No, I am every day. I'm on it. Today I did. Okay, so I started I started my next round of Insanity last week, but today I started it up again because I couldn't do it yesterday. But anyhow. I did my round of Insanity in the morning and then immediately got my shoes, went out, walked towards this church that's, I don't know, half a mile down that way. And then I walked a mile towards the park and just kind of hung out in the park, caught Pokemon, you know, took over some gyms, you know, did all that stuff.
You're serious
and,
about this.
Yeah, I got like 3 miles in, like just doing that.
Here's a question for you. I saw what? You were selling a Nintendo Switch. Did you sell it already?
No.
Take it
I
off
have
the market.
Two.
Take it off the market. Keep it.
But I have two.
Oh, keep one then. Even better. Sell one, keep one. Because they're making... Did you know they're making that Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu Let's Go Eevee game that ties perfectly with your Pokemon Go?
I heard something about a Pokemon game, but I didn't look into it too much.
Oh my gosh, Ivy.
But it ties right in?
It ties right in. You get a little... Pokeball thing that actually interfaces with the game. It gives you a free Mew for Pokemon Go. Like,
oh, fudge.
The game, they're hand in hand. So I thought that's why you were putting so much time into Pokemon Go.
No, I'm just playing because I love all the changes that they have on it.
What are your favorite changes?
That I can gift things to friends, that I can, like, just the whole dynamic on battling at gyms has changed, you know, where before, you know, you'd have to, it was impossible to take over a gym, and now it's possible to just go in there and fight, take over it, you know, drop your Pokemon in there. I like how they have all these different little, like, it's just incentive based now. So, you know, like, oh, here's this new little mission thing that you got to do.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, the research missions do help.
Yeah, I love that. Like, there's the field ones and there's the special ones. And I love working my way to try to get each one of those done so I can move up to the next thing. And, you know, I just like seeing how quickly I can level up. Like today I got 150,000 points just in everything I did today.
So what level are you at now?
Right now I'm a 31.
Jeez. So you're 9 levels away from the end game.
There's no end game, is there?
Well, I mean, level 40.
I mean, there's a level cap.
Yeah, level 40 is the cap, I think.
Oh, they got to build that up. And then I know at the end of the year, you're going to be able to battle against each other, right?
They're supposed to incorporate battling against each other soon. They've already got trading in there now. I've done a couple trades now.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah,
everyone's asking me for Mr. Mimes since I'm in the UK so much, and I've been collecting a ton of those.
Yeah, those are good, and unknowns are also, like, really rare.
I have two of those.
Ooh, hold on to those for a rainy day. See?
Yeah, two of those. I have Mr. Mimes. I don't have a Farfetch'd yet, but I'm going to go back down to Asia at some point, so I'll pick that up again.
Just going to go back down to Asia.
I do have a Kangaskhan, but I only have one.
Oh, well, you don't need it anymore. Once you have it, it's in your Pokédex.
No, I know, but I need an extra one so I can trade with someone else and say, bitch, give me what you got. I need it.
Curtis, what
I got a Kangaskhan.
Man, speaking of Pokemon and Nintendo Switches, just some more Smash Bros.
Oh, my God, Curtis.
Come on, you already know. Like,
I already know.
Here we go. Like, in a parallel universe where I was like, I don't know, where I'm like 12 years younger, I'm like, I'm like 100 pounds skinnier and my fingers are like 6 inches longer. I'm the Nairo of the West Coast. And my only mission right now in Smash is to like actually have like a semi-decent Zero Suit Samus. So that's pretty much like, yeah, that's like, of course, you know, totally inspired by Nairo.
I understand you love the game. I love it too. But now is like the worst time to grind it. Like, in literally a couple months, unless you're really planning on, you know, going serious for Smash 4 for the rest of your life, you could take your foot off the gas, relax a little, dabble here and there, maybe get some Overwatch with me in, you know, we could do some stuff, we could accomplish things, and then when Ultimate comes, then me and you are hunkering down, man. We're going for that doubles Sacramento dominance.
It's not that I'm against your plan, because I'm very much down with your plan. But I feel like I'm that alternate version of me that's like the Nairo of the West Coast. I feel like I'm not doing him any justice if I'm not putting some serious work in on my Zero Suit.
Okay.
But I mean, let's talk about this, because, you know, I'm up for some Overwatch. I'm interested in this Overwatch thing.
Yeah, that's what I've been playing. They actually freaking Blizzard. Leave it to them to change the game again. Did this thing out of nowhere, this D.Va Cola thing.
Yeah.
You guys seen that?
The Nico Cola whatever it is. Nino Cola.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the name of their fictional soda drink.
Yeah.
And basically, if you win 9 of anything through the week or until a certain amount of time, you get a very special D.Va skin that you can only get by doing that.
Yeah, the one from her short, right?
I don't know.
Her mecha one?
Yeah, it's like green. It's got the cola.
She's got like her hair up. And
yeah.
I thought she was about to say, I need like, all of it.
Cola.
You're like, in the game, they have this very special, and you said drink. I was like, very special throat lozenge?
Cough suppressant?
Right.
It's fun. It made me grind the game again. Nice. I've found out that I'm really good at Lucio Ball still, so I've been grinding that, trying to hit Masters. I've been like 2 games away from Masters level, and then I hit like a 4-game losing streak, and I'm mad. And then I try again, and then I get kind of close, and then I have an 8-game losing streak. So I'm not doing the best, but I'm so close. And it's like chasing that dragon. You know, you're never gonna catch him, but You just got to keep chasing it.
Yeah. Are you okay?
I was like, you're talking about chasing and dragons. Usually that, like, that ends up being like intervention and rehab.
Yeah. And I thought I had it bad. Look at that.
And this is a safe place. We're here for you guys.
We need to talk. I just want to win, man. And then when I lose.
This is Video Games Anonymous.
I know, right? For real.
I was really letting it tilt me. Like, I was really, really just, like, almost sad.
When you gotta quit, though. When you start getting upset about it, just put the controller down and walk away.
Like me and throw the controller across the room.
Don't do that.
Okay, so
don't do that.
Y'all are really building up this question that I have. It was coming as Corey was saying. Okay, there's rage quits. Is there anything as rage starts?
Yeah. You just start and you're already fucking
what?
Pumped.
We're gonna start this game. We're gonna win and we're gonna out like that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like getting hyped, like for the win, like not for the quit. Like, I'm pissed. I'm quitting. Like, I'm pissed. We about to win. Like, is there a positive
Ooh,
side?
You know why I wouldn't do that is no. because why? If you lose,
yeah.
then what happens?
Well, then you have some
God
control.
Damn son of a beep beep beep. Throw on!
If you start raged, I'm afraid of going Super Saiyan. Rage mode,
but you can't be though, because that might be your next level. You feel me? Like
Sheldon in chat knows how bad I rage. It's not good.
Yeah,
I think it might be
well documented.
I'm a very violent person.
The Ivy rage, it's almost I was about to get comic book nerdy with it, but okay, so this sounds like a bad idea.
It's bad.
Collectively to rage start.
Yeah,
I think so.
That's a bad idea.
I was just trying to look for the positive side.
No,
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't think I can get myself there.
Okay,
I always like if I start getting visibly. Like physically angry, I just walk away because I'm like, you know what, this isn't why I'm doing this. I'm supposed to do this because I like it. I have fun.
Right.
I'm not having fun right now. I'm gonna fucking back off. The only time I can't do that is if I'm streaming Dark Souls.
Well then, because that's why they're watching.
That is.
See
you explode.
Hold on. So you're doing a rage stream? See. So
well, when you're streaming, you kind of have to. Like
but,
whatever comes out when you're like, when you're gaming.
Yeah. Like if I quit,
it just is.
If I get to a point in Dark Souls where I rage and then I just quit, I'd quit 10 minutes in, and I would be in 10 minute stream.
Okay.
I'm like, I fucking promise people I'll play this, so I'm gonna fucking play it. I hate my life. I'm gonna kill myself.
I actually rage quit a ranked match of Lucio Ball on my main account that has like the high ranking. I had set myself off. It was my fault. Like usually I'm pretty quick to like call people out on their stupid plays and stuff. But this time it was all me. My team was doing great and it was my fault and I was just missing stuff. And I was just like, fuck it. Boom.
Take the L.
I control alt tab out. I'm fuck done. And I just stood up, walked away. It said, do you want to take the 75? Because it's happened plenty of times where I like almost do it and then it puts a reminder up. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, by the way, motherfucker.
See you're doing pretty bad right now.
Yeah, if you leave this, you're taking a 75% hit and you know all your matches in the future are going to screw you over this season.
Right.
And usually I'll go there and I'm like, okay, never mind. All right, I'm back. I'm in the game. Let's go.
Don't
let's
do it because I got banned from a season of comp. I don't recommend it.
Oh,
I now one is on my record. In Lucio Ball, because I saw it, and I said, I don't care.
No, see, I just play through, and I trash talk the other team so, so bad. So bad.
So you're toxic.
And that's all while I'm streaming on Twitch. So,
can't be toxic, Ivy.
Yeah, like, you son of a... Look, the ball was over there! It was there!
That's so funny, because I was about to call Ivy the Rasheed Wallace of...
The Rasheed Wallace?
See, I'm like, hey, ball don't lie. She's like, the ball was over there, see?
You're trash! I'm really bad.
And then it throws them all out their game, because she gets in their head, and she wins. See, it's about mind games, too. I mean, this is competitive nature.
I guess so.
Hashtag don't be toxic. Hashtag but still be competitive.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Just be good.
Yeah, be good.
I wish I was better.
And if you're gonna, are gonna throw a controller, don't damage anything.
Yeah, like a person.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
We've got good stuff to talk about, though.
There is some really good stuff to talk about. Let me see. Oh, here's my button. Here we go.
Oh dear God.
Here we go. Are you ready, Emma?
No.
All right. I just forgot to do my vocal exercises. Let me see how.
True that.
How now? Okay. Here we go. Emma's telling it now.
Oh, dear God.
Ooh.
worse every time.
Hey, I spent all day working on
that. We coordinated the hell out of that, and you're not even appreciative.
Yeah. No, not even
a little. I just showed, like, vocal bars right
there. Yeah, that was really good.
I'm going to go on strike.
I hummed. That's all I did. I contributed a hum.
Yeah, no. Now, Ivy came in on the low. She came in with some nice, like, mid-register.
We all practiced that for your birthday.
Oh. Do not want. Where's the gift receipt?
She's like, I don't even feel bad about
it. You thought you were going to slide through this episode without acknowledging that our Emma Skies is going to be hitting her mid-20s. Very, very soon.
Yeah. Oh, she's a baby.
She's still just a baby.
You're a wee little baby.
You old people can all go fuck yourselves.
Well, you're right there with us now. So. Emma, you're going to have your birthday coming up here. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We've known each other not a long amount of time, but already I'm excited that to celebrate this with you. So it's going to be.
Thank you.
So what do we have on the news docket? What is this big piece of positive news?
You may remember that last week we talked about Gamescom. Yes. And I got a little salty, as I am wont to do.
Little
about
salty?
The fact that, once again, Cyberpunk 2077 was on the top of everybody's list of top things that was shown at Gamescom. And us plebs here in the public could not see any of it because it was media only and we were not permitted to have photos or videos of it. So I got a little salty about it.
Do you know? You know we've been calling you Mortons?
Wow.
For the last week behind your back?
Wow. Well, apparently it paid off. What do you know? There's 48 minutes of Cyberpunk 2077 gameplay out to the public now. So I don't want to say that like I made it happen. But
let's
also
admit it. You've ruined Joss Whedon's career since you've been on this show.
You're welcome.
What else did you... You also did another one, too.
Was it
Batman or something?
What was the second one? It wasn't Big Bang Theory. It was
I don't know. People are losing their jobs because of this.
We're gonna start documenting this.
Something I can't remember what the second one was, but this is now third, like three times as a pattern. I have some sort of superpower.
I think this week, can you please just predict something like really awesome for us?
I'll see if I can fit something into the schedule.
Like, can we get a news story about how no one's donated $1 million to the show yet or something like that?
Oh, Steven pointed out it was the Scarlett Johansson thing.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson. Oh, you got her fired as well.
Yep. I did no such thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, we now have 48 minutes of gameplay from Cyberpunk 2077, and holy shit, it was good.
So I didn't get to watch the whole thing, so we'll obviously let you do it. Curtis, I don't think you watched any of it, did you?
I haven't seen a lick, and I didn't even get to watch the story about it and talking about it, so I got questions.
It's okay.
I saw about 15 minutes of it,
yeah,
okay. And it was badass.
It's good. Like,
they walk you through the whole thing, but it oh my god, it's beautiful.
The narrator was a little
freaking beautiful.
It's a little tiny bit.
Oh no, I thought he was fine.
I don't know. So basically what it is, it's a 48-minute trailer. You get to watch the game, and then every once in a while, a guy comes in, and he kind of narrates on what you're seeing. Like, in the world of Cyberpunk 2077, you can activate different things, and, you know, and then you'll see the character doing it. So it does add that layer. It's definitely,
I actually appreciated that.
I like it, the delivery. I just didn't like his, like...
I think my favorite moment for the narrator is toward the end. There's like a huge combat scene and you have these sort of mantis blades and you're kind of crawling on the wall and you go down and you like you land on somebody and you stab them and you go up to somebody else and you cut his head off and he just goes, "Nice." It's like there's a big ass huge combat scene and you're just like, "Nice."
Nice.
That was my favorite narrator moment. But cool. For those of you that didn't get to see it, it's basically a whole mission start to finish in Cyberpunk 2077 with a little bit of exposition in the beginning. So you start out like, basically, you kind of start out in the end of a mission, and it goes through a little bit of world building about who you are, what you do.
How the character creator looked.
How the character creator looked, which is really cool. I'm like going to spend an hour just on that part alone.
Nice. Can we just admit that character that they showed in that 48-minute trailer is Laura from Oblivion Comics and Coffee?
Was it?
It looked just like Laura.
El Boogie was in the game.
Like my wife walked past the screen and was like, "Oh, is that Laura? Like playing a video game? Is she twitching again?" Like, it's like, no, she fits that world.
It was fucking good. It was really they're pushing really hard how story driven it is and then how much you control that story. Because they talk multiple times. So they go through this mission and he's like, at every point, like every step of the way, you get to a point where you can choose, you know, dialogue X, Y, or Z to progress the mission. And he's like, you can do lethal, you can do non-lethal, you can do this, you can do that. For the purposes of this demo, we're doing this. But like every time you make a decision, he talks about, for the purposes of this particular demo, we're doing this, but you could have gone this way. And then at the end, he goes through the whole mission, goes through everything, and he says, this is what happened. But can you imagine how this would have turned out if way back in the beginning, you made a different choice? If 10 minutes ago, you made a different choice? If 5 minutes ago, you made a different choice? Like all of these, all the ways that this could have branched out differently, and how much, like, how much control you have over this world.
I like that.
They are... So you saw the first 20 minutes, Ivy, you saw the first 15 minutes, yeah. So you kind of saw this a little bit. I'm wondering if you guys had the same feeling. They are pushing very hard the mature themes of this game.
Very, they are, like,
the narrator says it, he's like, he says it like three or four times. He's like, this is a mature game set in, this is set in a mature, and like, they are pushing that.
It was one of those awkward moments where,
they're super,
like,
vocal about that.
Like, I don't watch super obscene things, like a lot of the stuff I watch doesn't have a bunch of nudity in it, and that's by choice, you know. I don't just go actively search out like, oh, I like stuff with boobs, but occasionally when I do, someone always walks in the room. I'll be by myself for hours and hours and hours, and I'll be
like, there's one nipple on screen.
One nipple on Game of Thrones, then all of a sudden, you know, my family has a reunion in my living room. But there was like 5 solid minutes of nipple, and then like the character picks up this, you know, naked body,
yes,
and the nipple is in your
just
foresight
off screen. That made no sense. Because so you're, for those of you that haven't seen it, you're rescuing this woman who's basically been kidnapped for her organs, essentially, what we would say. She's, you know,
so organ harvesting
pretty much. So you find her naked in a bathtub, so I'm like, makes sense, cool. You find her naked, that's totally whatever. And then you pick her up. But like what you said, while you're carrying her, her left nipple is just framed so it's right in front
perfectly
of your face. Right. I was like, was that necessary? Was it?
I mean, the texture.
The texture of it.
The
it
texture
was very
was,
realistic.
Was very realistic.
But there was that. There's like the next scene is where she, like, your character wakes up in bed and she's been sleeping in a thong for some reason. And I'm like, was that necessary?
I mean, that one was.
And then there was something.
So you're saying
that,
it's gratuitous.
It's a. I'm wondering if they're just doing it for the gameplay or if it's that gratuitous in game as well.
Well, they did make a point at the very beginning to say that, you know, pretty much whatever we see may not even be what's
right
in the game because they're still going through so many changes.
And that kind of brought a question. Like, my first question when I saw that immediately was, I wonder if there's an option to turn off nudity for streaming.
Ooh,
well, actually,
yeah, because you can't stream that.
I was
yeah
thinking about how did they put that on YouTube then? Because YouTube has pretty strict rules.
It
right
was probably just demonetized. Actually, I don't know. Have. Was it? Did you get it? You're watching it right now. Did you get an ad in front of it?
I didn't, but I pay for I actually.
Oh,
have
you have
YouTube
Red,
yeah,
okay,
or premium now.
Oh. I have regular YouTube, but nothing popped up. Nothing popped
yeah
up.
It might have just been demonetized.
But not only that, there are certain scenarios within YouTube where you can show nudity, like if it's educational, like, you know, certain things like breastfeeding or, you know, anatomy.
This was definitely
like
educational.
More advertisementcational.
Yeah.
I mean, And it could be the case. I mean, we've seen, you know, with all the movies, like trailers coming out, they put stuff in it and just for the trailer, and then it never ends up even being in the movie. So it might have been a similar thing just to kind of keep people talking about it.
I don't know why when I was like conceptualizing the game in my head, I did not anticipate there to be drivable vehicles.
Yeah.
And so whenever they like the character introduces the vehicle and it's like, yeah, why don't you get in the front seat? I was like, holy shit, drivable cars.
Well, and they make a note that you can drive all over this massive city and there won't be a single loading screen.
That's sick.
What?
And I'm
that's
like
really awesome.
Coming off the annoyance of We Have You Fewer, I'm getting it every 5 seconds. The fact that you can explore this whole city in the free state of North California.
No, I
is
thought
where
that was
it takes
nice
place.
That was
Night
tasteful
city
too.
That's insane.
I don't know about you guys. I think it is the case for Emma and Ivy. I think Curtis is too nice to do this. But every time there's a game that allows you to drive, the first thing I do is try and run over a person.
Yep.
Just yep.
I do the same thing.
Not out of like a sick pleasure, but out of like, what are my boundaries?
Oh no,
like,
out of a sick pleasure.
No, I honestly do it because I think it's funny. Yeah. It's horrible. I look at that. Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, 15 points, 10 points.
Is this that type of game? Can I just mow through people and they're all fine? It's awful. Or like, is there repercussions to it? And
I wouldn't do it in real life.
Totally.
Not
in real life.
But I sure as hell do it all the time when I play GTA.
Yeah.
Fun as hell.
So did they show that in the trailer? Can you just ran over any random pedestrian?
They didn't show it in the trailer, but I imagine you could.
And then would that ruin like potential quest lines?
I wonder if it does. I wonder if there's awesome. Like some sort of aggro meter or something. I wonder, like maybe not on screen, but like in, you know, somewhere in the code.
Yeah.
Because the things you do, they did mention like the things you do will affect choices, you know, down the line in the game that you might not even think about. Like a choice that you made 7 hours ago is going to affect this mission that you're playing right now and that you never would have thought about. But they did make a point to talk about they have a new, was it a new engine or something that's running their crowd?
Yeah.
So it feels very real. There's like every single person in that crowd lives their own life on a day-night cycle.
Oh shit.
Every single person in the crowd, which is why it feels so real.
And you may be saying like, well, Fallout, you know, has been doing that forever, but those games had like, I saw as many pedestrian rando people in one frame of Cyberpunk than I've seen in all my experience in all the Fallouts. Like this was a bustling city with shoulder to shoulder people walking around, like living. I saw like a homeless man sleeping. Like it's almost like GTA mixed with Fallout or something like that. Like, it's got the first-person view, the control of, you know, and decision-making of a Fallout, but you're in a GTA futuristic dystopian world thing.
Okay, I'm like, not live reacting to the whole, like, nudity thing.
He's watching the trailer right now, or the gameplay.
Like, and it got to that part. Yeah, I mean, they could have had... like that person in there been like fireman's carrying, like yeah. Have to be like right in the line of sight.
I noticed when he got to the part because his face kind of went and I looked over and it was the part where her nipple's right in the foreground of the shot.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not like a main part anymore.
Literally,
like,
all you have to do is look an inch higher.
Yeah,
I love how this nipple has just dominated our show right now. We're so into this nip.
I mean, the graphics are incredible and the gameplay does look great. Like, I mean, this thing looks phenomenal. But yeah, I mean, there definitely could have been a fireman's carry after the data was collected. Like, it didn't happen.
CyberNip 2077.
CyberNip Gate? I don't know.
I thought one of the other interesting things was the class system. I think they're going in the Skyrim route, where I don't think you have to be tied to a class.
Right.
You can evolve over time and
which
switch.
I love.
I thought that was probably one of the most innovative features of Skyrim, is the fact that I didn't have to choose, I want two-handed weapons, and then be stuck with that shit the entire game. Like halfway through, you can be like, hey, this is a pretty fucking dope spell. I want to necromance a little bit here. So I think the game looks amazing, but
looks so good.
I think there's a little caveat. Do we have any glimpse of when this game's coming out?
No, there's no release date. The rumors that I've been seeing are possibly next fall, which I am taking to mean 2020. Because if it's right, if they're saying next fall right now, I'm going to get my hopes up for 2020.
Well, let me ask you this question, because I mean, I could see that, especially if they hit a snag.
Mm-hmm.
But would you guys agree that it would behoove them to get it out by that time, naturally, for like, you know, the holiday buying season and everything? Like, they would make a push for it. I'll say, if they don't have it down pat, because it looks incredible and you don't want to follow this up by falling short, if they don't have it down pat and they are going to miss that, I think it's more worth it for them to just wait and really put it out well. Because, I mean, I've only just watched a few minutes. So it looks incredible.
It looks so good. And it's crazy because we were talking about this earlier. They mentioned multiple times. So the narrator mentions multiple times. He's like, I just want to let you know that what you're about to see is a work in progress. This is not a representative of the final game. I'm like, this looks fucking incredible. What kind of progress? This is the final game right here. What the fuck?
Just put this part out. Can we go back in the day where there was like 10 different demos on a disc? Can you just give me like...
It was so good. But, and like the combat, we're talking a lot about the nudity, but the combat in this game is phenomenal. Like the people react. I mean, this is not the first game that does this, but the way that people react to where you hit them, I think my favorite part in this entire gameplay video they put out was toward the end, there's like a big combat scene and there's this mode that they call Kereshnikov mode, which is basically you kind of get a slow-mo, you know.
Yeah.
You can take this drug. Everything around you slows down. You have enhanced combat mode. Whatever. So you're slow-mo. You slide around this guy. This guy's hiding behind cover. So you run toward his cover. You slide. You turn. And you shoot him right in the kneecaps with your shotgun. So his legs just go flying. And he starts screaming, "Oh, God, my legs." But it's in slow-mo.
Oh, my God.
And it's the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. It was so like,
Oh, God.
Welcome to the desensitization of our youth, ladies and gentlemen.
It was so good.
That sounds horrifying.
No, that sounds pretty cool, though. And I'm like, I almost was gonna be like the nice guy. No, that
funny.
Sounds pretty incredible.
Oh my God. My legs. The only thing worse is if he started talking about his kids.
Tell him I love him.
You don't want me to see your kids.
So somebody in chat asked, this is 100% a day one buy for me. This game looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
Whenever that day is, it'll be day one for me.
This may be a game changer. Like, if.
Literally?
Yeah.
Weren't you just talking about you don't ever buy games on day one? You let it out?
Well.
Hey. There's exception to every rule. Yeah,
there's exceptions to the rule, Ivy. Mm-hmm. What do you think from what you saw, Ivy? What do you think of this game? Is this day one buy or are you waiting?
Yeah, I'd pick it up as long as I'm in town. Yeah, I'll pick it up the same day.
Okay. No multiplayer, I'm down. Though. So you,
what?
You cool?
That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing. No multiplayer. Single player, narrative-based story game. I live for that.
Imagine, all the stuff they're doing to it now to make it multiplayer, we wouldn't see this game for another 10 years.
Like, right, yeah. No,
especially
that is a good point.
If every little tiny decision one person makes affects a chain reaction of another things through this.
In the butterfly effect?
Yeah, exactly.
So good.
Right.
There you go.
So okay. good.
Okay. Just like that movie. What was it called?
The Butterfly Effect.
Oh, that's right.
Terrible. I wasn't going to give him the satisfaction. I knew they were waiting for it.
Sucks we have to wait, but that's life.
Such is life. Say lovey.
What else we got?
We've got an iPad that turned off. So we've got some PlayStation Plus games for September. Kind of jumped out to me a little bit. We were talking about this earlier because actually I think it might be right now. You can get Destiny 2.
What?
For free on the PlayStation. And my first thought was, how long has this game been out?
Not that long. Yeah.
No.
I think there's, this is strategic. It's not by accident. And it's not necessarily, I think, that the game is a huge failure. I think it's definitely wasn't the hit everyone thought it was going to be. But there's an expansion right on the horizon.
Yeah.
And that expansion's going to cost like as much as a full game.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
sure.
a $60 expansion.
Yeah. They did this last time. And ridiculous. Then they put the game on sale to get you to buy it. And then you get it. And then with the hopes that you get hooked. And then... right when you start to like it and stick your teeth into it and you're like, oh, this is a dope free game, they're going to sell you on the $80 expansion because you're not going to be able to do any of the shit from that expansion unless you pay for it.
Yeah.
You'll be sitting in the first zone with all the shitty weapons just like they did to everyone last year. It's strategic.
But there is a you can participate a little bit because everyone with a copy of Destiny 2 can participate in a 24-hour free trial of the upcoming PvP meets PvE Gambit mode, which I guess is from the new expansion, I suppose, starting September 1st. So starting Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, there's a 24-hour window where anybody with the copy of Destiny 2 can play this new mode. So if you have it, check it out this weekend.
All right.
And then God of War 3 Remastered is the other PS4 free game this week.
Oh, that's a quality one. See, I feel like Destiny 2 one is like a ripoff in a way, just because I see right through this. the tactic, but at least with God of War 3, it's a free game. You know what you're getting. You can play it from beginning to end, and that's, you know, you get it. You get the full thing, but sneaky. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for checking out the Video Game Bang this week. Thank you guys to the sponsors, as always. If you guys like the show, if you're in the Twitch, first of all, thank you so much for the host, Cody from Vast, hooking it up. That big fatty host. There's a bunch of viewers, a couple new subscribers who we'll give you some love at the end of the show. But watch the show live. If you listen to the podcast on iTunes and you want to interact with us, see our faces as we do this show, you can tune in at twitch.tv/videogame_bang and you watch it on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights. And then for all the people who are in this chat room, if you want to get more of the show, listen to it, take it with you on the road, catch up with the old episodes that you may have missed with some of the amazing guests we've had in the last month. We had Holly T. Wolf on the show. We had Zombie Unicorn on the show. Yeah. We had Martin Wong. I wasn't here for that one, but Martin Wong, legendary photographer on the show. So we bring the guests. We bring the heat. If you want to catch up on those episodes, they are all on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Podcatcher, Skullface, Remote Baby, all of them.
I don't think any of those are real. I think you just made those up. I have a sinking suspicion.
We're on that one too. Sinking suspicion. Check us out. Wow. We just got onto there as well. Ivy Doomkitty, you're busy this weekend. Let everyone know where you're going to be at.
I will be at Sabaton Con in Phoenix, Arizona. So if you guys are in the area, please come by. It's been about 2 to 3 years since I've been there. Would love to see you guys.
And Emma Skies, what's going on with you?
I am having a big birthday live stream on Friday, August 31st, which is my actual birthday.
12-hour
stream, noon Pacific to midnight Pacific. Come hang out. We're going to play some games.
Ooh, are you doing some shit. Giveaways or anything?
I'm poor, so no.
You're like, bitch, it's my birthday. you come to my
stream. Like, they're giving things away to me.
I would love to, but I'm poor, so no.
Just look, do what I did at the early days of EGB. Literally, we would just look around the house and be like, oh, I can give that away.
No. I do have a giveaway coming up in September that we'll talk about later. But so Friday, August 31st, 12 Pacific to midnight Pacific, twitch.tv/MSGuys. Going to hang out for my birthday because that's what I'd be doing anyway, sitting at home alone playing video games.
Birthday stream! That's so sad when you put it that way.
So that's what we're going to do.
Curtis, what's your new hustle?
Man, after talking to the awesome Emma Sky, she gave me some game to get my graphics up. So I was down. I was sick for a little while, but I'm feeling better now. I'm feeling like I got more energy. So you expect some streams soon, but, you know, pretty much just trying to get my Nairo on with my Zero suit. But you can check me out, Skip and Tosh, on the Twitch life. And, go check me out over there.
I think that's it. We're going to be back doing the show again on Saturday evening. And then the show will come out on the podcast on Monday, as you guys know. Thank you guys all so much to the listeners, new and old. We love you. You make this show happen week in and week out. Pay attention to PAX if you're around for that. That's going to be pretty dope. But we'll talk about that this weekend. So for Ivy Doomkitty, Curtis Jackson, Emma Skies, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.
Peace.